Chapter 4. Today, I say to you, when you hear the voice, do not harden your hearts, but let yourselves be guided. In the preceding chapter, we drew your attention to the electromagnetic atmosphere mankind has now entered, a general state of being which already shows epidemic results in our young people, and which has unleashed very great perils. Various severe and drastic measures with regard to our attitude of life should be put into effect from this very moment if we wish to prevent ourselves from being drawn along with the current of general decadence. The following facts will make clear that such a destructive development is not fictitious for any of us. We will have to persevere in a very conscientiously carried out new attitude of life so that the psychic and physical results of this may help us to overcome a deadlock, a barrier of resistance. World and mankind have entered a new electromagnetic atmosphere, the atmosphere of Uranus, Aquarius. All must adapt to it, either in a renovating or in a devastating sense. The three generations now in existence hold the future of world and mankind in their hands. A narrow 40 years will bring the decision. Thus, we are all a party to Armageddon, which means the time of decision has come. It is now decisive whether you possess a sufficient measure of openness to feel the truth and its inevitability, and whether you still have enough vitality to break immediately and totally through the variety of fundamental resistances. On learning about the critical situation of mankind, we might become thoroughly disheartened, for every one of us knows his fundamental weaknesses. We might say, "What can we do? What can I do?" But this dejection is not necessary. The issue of this moment is that the developments about which we have been talking to you for such a long time have now entered the critical phase. If you have confidence in our literature and have faith in the young gnosis, you will not mind us saying to you, now prove that faith and confidence, for now the time has come when faith and confidence must guide you through great difficulties. Let us suppose that you agree with what we have just said, that you have firmly resolved to go the path of liberation, and that you are fully prepared to profess the pupilship. When the Gnostic spiritual school speaks about going the path in resoluteness, it means something totally different from what the majority of pupils have in mind. There is, if we may say it this way, a common conception and a Gnostic conception. The application of the common conception in this, our present epoch, will bring you not the slightest results nor any positively liberating results whatsoever. Dangers might arise from lack of understanding or from not living up to the advice given in the Bible. Do not delay until tomorrow what you can do today. And today I say to you, when you hear the voice, do not harden your hearts, but let yourselves be guided. In a Gnostic spiritual school, in a living body of the young Gnosis, in a genuine mystery school, you are not merely being talked to, for there is always at the same time a transmission of power. Remember the often quoted words from the prologue of the Gospel of John. To all who receive him, he gives the power to become children of God again. When you listen to the words of the Gnostic Rosicross with intellectual interest, an activity of the head, or with an intense yearning to experience the salvation of the Gnosis, an activity of the heart, or, and this is a third possibility, with both interest and yearning, an activity of both head and heart, then in all three cases the Gnostic light power will enter your being and begin to exert an influence in the system of your personality. If, because of your purely intellectual interest, this power enters the head only, an understanding will develop, but neither your blood nor your nerve ether will be able to absorb it, because the heart is not cooperating. This understanding, therefore, will merely be added to the intellectual storage as usual. The light power you inhaled and sensorily keep stored in your system and indeed have to keep stored for a long time, immediately causes danger in you. If, as is often the case, there is a working of the heart only, and no, or too little, understanding, then the inhaled light power is taken up via the breastbone and the thymus gland into the blood, the nerve ether, and the internal secretion. Thus, the person in question immediately experiences a strong tension, a feeling of being driven on. But because there is no understanding, he does not know what to do with the tensions he feels. So in this case also, great dangers arise, all owing to this one thing, accepting power, but not knowing how to react, not knowing what to do with it. So there remains only one correct basis for pupilship on the liberating path, both yearning and interest, existing side by side. When this is the case, the light power is able to take hold of the candidate in a twofold way. Then the greatest possibilities develop, but at the same time the greatest dangers, when the pupil does not enter into the great demand inherent in participation in a spiritual school.